you, all the songs we've been singing today all about Thanksgiving, because, you know, it's Thanksgiving week. Amen. And you know, we do need to remember, like, you know, the very first Thanksgiving, you know, the Pilgrim, the Indian Thanksgiving, the very first. I mean, you know, it was our founding fathers giving thanks to God for bringing them to this new land, and also then for the harvest that they were able to reap. And that's when they had this big Thanksgiving meal. Now, their Thanksgiving meal isn't quite like our Thanksgiving meal, but, you know, for whatever reason, us now, you know, we have turkey and pie and dressing and all kinds of things. In fact, one of my Facebook friends, he points out, because, you know, everything has a season. You know, right now we're in the middle of football season, basketball season just started, and different, you know, there's always baseball season. But he says this is the opening of pie season. And so it's the opening week of pie season that lasts and through January the 1st. I mean, this is his pie season. And he says, you know, when it comes to pie season, there is no rules. And so he says, you know, that's kind of his aspect, you know. You know, now, during the rest of the year, there might be rules, but this is open pie season right now, you know. So, anyway, so whenever you're enjoying your pies, you know, this week and during the holiday season, you can just remember it's open pie season. So, you need a second slice, go ahead and take that, you know. You want to try all different pies, that's fine as well, you know, because you want to, you know, make sure that you try them all out. But we're going to look at a few verses today about Thanksgiving, because the Bible has a lot to say about Thanksgiving. I want to start in the Old Testament. First Chronicles chapter 16. First Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 34. Actually, this verse is probably repeated in the Bible, in the Old Testament, quite a bit. I mean, you know, it's, you know, this is 16:34, but we read it, the same, a similar verse all through Chronicles. We read it in all through Psalms. It says this: "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and for his mercy endures forever." And if, you know, if you've read through all the Psalms, you probably heard that many, many, many times. You know, so I was thinking, were they just more thankful in the Old Testament than we are? Because, you know, I don't see people going around every day. You know, maybe they do quietly saying, you know, giving thanks to the Lord for his mercy endures forever. Now, a lot of other translations, I know, like the New Living, says it this way. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." You know, I mean, you know, he continues to love us no matter what we do. All right, but it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." You know, sometimes in the day and age that we live, we need to remember that God is good and the devil is bad. Because so many times that we blame God for our situations, but it's not God. God is good. And his mercy endures forever. His love endures forever. He loves us. He cares about us. And, you know, I think that we, you know, should be more like a lot of these folks in the Old Testament and say it more often. I do know, and, you know, there's good habits and bad habits. We all know what the bad habits are. But there are good habits to have. And I know my dad does it, because he even talked about this morning during his message. But my grandfather used to do it all the time. And I do it all the time. I don't know. I'm just driving along and I'll just say, "Thank you, Jesus." I mean, I do it all the time. I mean, you know, for no apparent reason. There's no reason I was thanking Jesus. I wasn't thanking Jesus because I avoided a wreck or anything like that. I was just thanking him. Amen. Just because. You know, maybe just because I woke up that morning and had the ability to drive to work. You know, sometimes we get all upset because maybe things aren't as good as we think they should be. But, you know, I thank God that I was born in the United States of America. And even with all our stupid politics, it is the greatest country on the earth. All right? In fact, it's probably one of the only countries that allows us to have all these stupid politics on TV. Because other countries, they just, if you don't agree with the party in charge, then you're done. You can tell some of those people in Russia, you know, you don't agree with Putin and you go missing. You know, so, but it is true. And of course, the funny part about it is the guy's name is Putin. But anyway, don't make fun of him if you're a Russian, because I don't know. I just had to say it because, you know, my mind thinks differently than everybody else's. It probably doesn't think any differently than anybody else's. Every time I hear the word Putin, it just puts other thoughts in my head. I just had to say that. But, you know, I'm thankful that we live in America. And I'm thankful that we can worship, you know, God like we please. Because in some places, you can't. You know, some places, you just can't outright worship God the way you want to worship God, at least in public. You know, there are a lot of places that in public you have to be careful. Now, maybe you can have some private times or whatever, but thank God that we can worship whatever God we want to worship. Yeah. You know, I mean, that is our right as an American citizen to be able to worship, you know, the God of our choice. And, you know, I don't like some other religions and things like that. You know, I don't believe in them, but I thank God for the opportunity to be able to worship freely and to be able to come to a service and not worry about the police coming in and arresting you or somebody else coming in and shooting you. And it happens all over the world. You know, and the more I travel to places, and even places that seem to be, you know, more nicer countries or whatever, things aren't like they are in the United States of America. They're just not. And they say that you know, some of the poorest American citizens would be considered rich in other countries of the world. I mean, the fact that you're able to wake up and have some kind of dwelling over your head and have running water and electricity, you know, makes you richer than most of the people in the world. So, you know, sometimes we need to be more thankful for what we have. You know, as we, you know, see some of these pictures and, you know, and although we do have maybe some turmoil going on in the United States, well, we don't have turmoil like they have in other countries. I mean, I don't know, some of my Facebook posts from Ramah, Haiti the other day, we had to cancel classes because they were all doing all kinds of rioting and stuff in the streets and stuff. And, you know, a little bit dangerous over there right now. And there are a lot of countries that it is dangerous. You know, and I know that we have violence and we have stuff here, but it's just, you know, it pales in comparison. So I'm thankful for that. You know, I'm thankful that you know, God loves me. And you know what? Even if I'm in a situation where there is some danger, I'm thankful that I have a God that protects me. That no matter where I go, I'm thankful that I know the word. I'm thankful that my mom taught me the 91st Psalm. That I know that 1,000 can fall at my right side, 10,000 on my left side, doesn't make, you know, nothing's going to come nigh my dwelling place. You know, I'm thankful for that. Going on to, I'm not going to read every scripture on Thanksgiving, but like I said, there are many scriptures that basically says, you know, give thanks to the Lord for his mercy endures forever. And we read it all through the Psalms. But here's another scripture in the Psalms, Psalms 104. That's 100, verse 4. It says this: enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. You know, we should always, whenever we begin talking to the Lord, you know, whenever we pray, you know, it says enter into his gates with thanksgiving. You know, I think the first thing we should do is just thank him.
Amen.
You know, because so many times it seems that we're always asking God for something, and it's okay to ask him for something, but you know what? I think we should start out thanking him for what we have. Be thankful for what you have and what he's done for you and the amount of times that he's got you through situations in the past and the fact that he is there. You know, just be thankful that the fact that he sent his son Jesus. Because, I mean, you know, and I know that I'm different than most people, but I've thought about this. I mean, what if Jesus would have never came? What if he would never came? You know we're getting ready to celebrate Christmas, Jesus coming to this earth. What if he would have never came? What if he would have never died on the cross? I mean, you know, how different our life would be. I mean, because you think about it, you know, every day it says he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Where I'm going through, he's always with me. But what if he wasn't? How much harder would it be to live this earth knowing that Jesus is not always with me? You know, it's just, you know, amazing. And a lot of times that we're so busy, you know, dealing with what we maybe don't have that we're not always as thankful for what we do. And like I said, I get it. Maybe, you know, it seems like, well, everything's not just hunky-dory in your life. I mean, there's a lot of situations going on, and, you know, but it doesn't matter. You know, just thank the Lord. Because you know what? If everybody else leaves you, God's still with you. Amen. If you have no other friends, I mean, even if you're there spending Thanksgiving alone because nobody wants to be around you, and if no one wants to be around you, there's probably a reason no one wants to be around you. Just want to say that. But God is always with you. He's always there. He's not a phone call away. He's not a text message away, an email away. All you got to do is call upon his name. You know, and a lot of times we don't realize that, but it's interesting, you know, how we call upon the name of Jesus, but and we can do that anytime. But I think it became more interesting because I'm trying to get away from my phone here, because here in the modern technology, anytime I say the word, "Hey Siri," it talks to me. You know, it starts talking. You know what? Anytime you say the word, "Hey Jesus,"
come on now.
He always answers. You know, "Hey Jesus." You know, and so the word, you know, the age that we grow up in, you know, we can talk to our phone just by, and I've got actually even better because, you know, everyone knows I Google a lot of stuff. I've got better, you know, because you're supposed to not Google while you're driving. So I got better now speaking to my phone.
Yeah.
And asking my phone a question. Like today, we're driving home from dinner, from lunch today after church. And so my granddaughter asked me, says, "Well, do bears have tails?" And I said, "Well, they have short ones." And she goes, "No, they don't have tails." So we asked Siri, and bears do have tails. But anyway, we just ask, you know. You know, it's interesting what we can get when we ask. Now, sometimes Siri can't understand what we're saying. But the thing about it is, Jesus is not like Siri. He always understands what we're saying. And he's always there. But I think that when we ask, we should first of all thank him for what he's done for us. I mean, thank him for everything that we have. Thank him, like I said, that we're alive. And, you know, I mean, two things. First of all, being alive. And secondly, being alive in the United States of America. I mean, you know, there are people trying everything to get to the United States of America because of the freedom that we have. Even though they know when they get here that they don't know, they have, you know, they don't for sure have a job, they don't for sure have any kind of resources, but they're still trying to get here because, you know, it's the land of the free. And, you know, I think it's amazing what we have. But we need to continually be thanking God. I mean, Thanksgiving shouldn't just be one day in your year. Thanksgiving should be a continual practice every day. And, you know, and sometimes you're going to have to thank him when things aren't really going the best in the world. But we have scripture for that as well. So going to the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verses 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 says this: "Rejoice always." All right, now that's the whole verse says that, rejoice always. Now, rejoice meaning, you know, is there word joy, meaning, you know, keep having joy always. Keep having joy, that's rejoice. Keep having joy always goes on to say, "Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus." Now, it says in everything. Not in some things, but in everything. Every time and through every situation, we give thanks always. Doesn't matter if it's a good thing, a bad thing. It doesn't matter. You know, in everything, we give thanks. you know, all day long. Because there's going to be some things that come your way that you don't feel too thankful for. You know, Keith Moore, who's one of our teachers for a number of years here at Raymond, he's now a pastor, and has actually had two churches, one in Branson and one in Florida. He actually wrote a song called Hallelujah Anyhow. Never let your problems get you down. You know, sometimes we need to give thanks to God anyhow.
Amen.
You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, things aren't the best in the world, but you know what? I'm still here.
Go on. Yeah, that's right.
I'm still here. You know. Maybe something happened. Maybe you had a car wreck and it was your fault. That's even worse, okay? Having a car wreck is one thing. Having a car wreck and your fault is another thing. All right, having a car wreck and your fault and you get injured, maybe you break your leg or whatever, but praise God you didn't die.
Come on. That's right.
Maybe you totaled your car and somebody else's. You know, maybe your insurance is going to go up or no one's going to insure you. But praise God.
Anyhow,
you're here. I mean, because so many things could have happened. You know, and I know, you know, maybe you're like, well, you're mad at yourself, you know, because you weren't paying attention because this, that, or thing. And I'm going to tell you, over the next few weeks, traffic is going to get worse and worse and worse. Especially like mall, you know, areas close to the mall or close to stores. Or, you know, if you live in Broken Arrow there at Raymond, we have over 2 million Christmas lights. And I encourage you guys at some point in time to come experience our lights during the holiday season. But sometimes it's frustrating because a lot of times it gets dark before I actually leave work. And I'm trying to leave and everyone's pulling on campus and, you know, they're... And you're coming to church, you know, especially for an evening service, and they're all over the place. And I mean, there are sometimes they're lined up for a mile.
Yes.
For a mile. So, you know, if I happen not to live in Broken Arrow, I just have to come to work. But if you live there, if you're trying to, it's kind of frustrating. It is frustrating. But you know what? I thank God that we're able to put the lights up. And I thank God that so many people are able to enjoy those lights. Because sometimes I have to tell myself, you know, when I'm fighting this traffic here is, you know, thank you for the opportunity to be able to be a blessing to this city, this community, the state, you know. And a lot of people, you know, wonder why we put lights up. And, you know, it's representative that Jesus is the light of the world. And we want to be a place, you know, that lights things up over the wintertime, you know, showing the light of the world. Because it should be a celebration. You know, we celebrate Jesus. You know, and really Thanksgiving is a celebration. We celebrate Jesus for what he's done for us. You know, and I get it. You know, everything in life won't be a bed of roses. You know, and I sometimes whenever you hear some people preach, it sounds like, man, life is just easy with Jesus. Man, life is easy because you have Jesus, but you still have obstacles that come your way. Now, whenever you look at things from God's perspective and not from yours, it makes life easy. But it's not easy to look at things from someone else's perspective. That's why many people, husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends, have arguments. Because they can't see things from another person's perspective. And sometimes it's hard to see from God's perspective, you know, because human nature is human nature. And, you know, that's how humans think. And, you know, what we have to do is we have to put our human nature under and think about, you know what, that's what normally would happen. But thank God that I have Jesus and the things that are impossible to man are possible with God. With God, all things are possible. And I can believe the impossible will be possible. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I'm not limited to the possible. Because through God, I have the impossible. Situations that I thought could never change do change.
Amen.
Because of my God. And those are things to be thankful about. Not just on Thanksgiving, but every day. You know, sometimes maybe whenever you're going through a bad day or whatever, you should think of what you could thank God for. In fact, I think every day you should thank God for something. You know, I think we should, you know, there are good habits to get into. Let's just, one good habit is to thank God. Just thank him for everything. You know, and maybe, and I know this time of year, a lot of times that you know, we're examining our year, and maybe our, you know, I know it's not the end of the year yet, but sometimes we're thinking, well, this wasn't quite as, a lot of times we examine our year before the end of the year because we're trying to see if we have enough money to give buy presents for people for Christmas. I mean, I do. You know, so maybe sometimes you're thinking, well, this year wasn't as good, you know, in some points. But you know what? You can start thanking him now that next year will be better.
Amen.
See, thank him in advance. Sometimes we wait to thank him after the fact. But why don't we thank him in advance? Thank him that, you know what, I'm not going to have a crummy year like I had this year. I'm not going to go through that crummy stuff because, you know, I'm not going to allow the devil to get me down. You know, thank him that I'm going to have the best year ever. You know, no matter how bad this year, you know, might have been or whatever, you know. And like I said, you don't have to buy the most expensive Christmas presents to have a good Christmas either. You know, and it is interesting too, I remember my dad talking about one year, they, you know, in our family, for whatever reason, my dad says this because whenever he was younger, he didn't really have a whole lot. So my parents had probably always gone overboard at Christmas time to just, you know, just to be a blessing to us, you know, and said even when we were kids and said they didn't have a lot of money, they just spent all their money on us, you know, us kids, and so she was saying, you know, one Christmas, you know, they had sacrificed to buy us some you know, bigger toys, come in bigger boxes, and said, so here is, you know, they bought us these presents, and then me and my sister, you know, after Christmas, we're playing with the boxes. Well, the toys are sitting in our room, we're in the garage playing with the boxes, you know, we're, you know, taking a magic marker, making it like a spaceship and all these kind of things. You know, sometimes maybe if you don't have money to buy the toy, just get the box. You know, because sometimes you can have a lot of fun with a box. And kids, you know, it's interesting. Kids don't really care, you know, although it is really cool to get this toy and things like that. But sometimes, you know, all you need is a box, all right? Looking at another scripture, Colossians says it this way, Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And I'm just going to, Colossians 3, 17 says this, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So whatever we do, we should do it, you know, in Christ, but also giving thanks in everything that we do. We should always be giving thanks at all times. Not just on Thanksgiving, not just during pie season. You know, because it does seem that during the Christmas season, the holiday season, that people seem to be a little more thankful. For whatever reason, you know, maybe because they've been told they need to, or maybe it's because they have to be naughty. I mean, they have to be nice, can't be naughty, you know, so they can get Christmas presents or whatever. Because, you know, kids never think about that during the rest of the year. It's only during the holiday season that they think about, you know, Santa Claus checking his list and things like that. And, you know, we should be thankful all year long. Yeah. And I think we should be more thankful because, like I said, you know, I actually read through a lot of the Old Testament verses, and it just seems that they were more thankful. Maybe it's just only a few people who wrote a few verses down, but I don't know. But it's like, thanks be to God. Thanks be, you know, for his mercy endures forever. And they said it over and over and over and over and over again. I don't know if they were speaking in faith. I don't know what they were doing. But it just seemed, you know, that was, they were more thankful. You know, and we have it a whole lot more better. We have it way better than they did. You know, you know, they seem to be more thankful. But, you know, here we're reading, you know, we've been reading a few verses from the things that Paul wrote to his various churches. And it's interesting that in almost every one of his letters, he puts something about being thankful.
Amen.
To all his churches. So I think it's pretty important to be thankful. In fact, a lot of times he actually even opens a letter, I just thank God for you. You know, I think sometimes we need more be more thankful for our friends and our family that are there, you know. And I think as we get older and, you know, some of our family members go on to heaven, you know, sometimes we are more thankful for the ones that are still there, you know. And we need to be more thankful because, you know, sometimes, you know, I look at life and, you know, as obviously all my grandparents have passed on, you know, and my parents are getting older, and I am more thankful to spend time with them. Yeah. You know, and sometimes I do try to be a little less irritating. I have a habit of being irritating. I know some of you may or may not know this, but at my household. I mean, a lot of times I'm just having fun, but sometimes, you know, having fun's irritating to people, you know, and so, you know, I am thankful for my parents. I'm thankful for the time I spent with them. I get to spend with them. I'm thankful that I actually live in the same town and, you know, that I'm able to work with my parents, that I can see them every day, because some of you, obviously, you don't get to see your parents that often. You know, some of you don't want to see your parents that often, but and I get that too. Sometimes I don't want to see my parents as often as I do, but the good thing about they travel, so they're gone a lot. So it's interesting, you know, because they travel, I travel. Sometimes they're like, "Well, where's your parents at?" I'm like, "I don't know. I have to look it up. I have to go on LineRhema.org to try to figure out where my parents are at. I don't know where they're at. I just know they're gone." So, you know, but we should be thankful in whatever we do. Reading a couple more verses. This is a verse I read quite a bit. Philippians chapter 4, starting with verse number 6. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving." With thanksgiving, "let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds through Christ Jesus." Going to the New Living Translation, it says it this way: "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and your mind as you live in Christ Jesus." But it's interesting. It says, you know, when you tell God what you need, thank him for what he's done. You know, and think about this. In life, we all like to be thanked. You know, I know that it is interesting because, well, technically, I guess I have 7 children, three of my own, 4 stepchildren. And so, but one of my 3 boys has a habit of being more thankful. You know, and all his life I've appreciated that more. Now I don't know if he's just playing me or what, but he's the most thankful. And so because of that, there's about nothing he can ask for that he doesn't get. Because every time I give them something, and all my kids are thankful, and I do know, and they have been spoiled, you know, not only by myself, but also by my parents have spoiled, you know, my kids. And that's good, you know, and now I have grandkids, and I'm able to spoil them. You know, my granddaughter has more toys than you can ever imagine. It's my fault. But you know, our house is getting overrun by toys. In fact, we're on a toy drive right now, putting toys in tubs and giving them to other little children that need them, because we have so many. More toys than you could ever play with. And so, but, you know, my one son, I mean, he's just always been the most thankful. And because of that, you know, first of all, I'm proud, you know, not only is he thankful for me. I don't know how many times people have told me, you know, that it blessed them that whenever they did something nice for him, he said thank you. Even especially in the generation that we live in, a lot of people don't say thank you for anything. And you know, and I know all my kids are thankful, but one of them expresses it more, and it makes me feel good. And so, you know, you realize that God has feelings. You know, and I think it probably, you know, makes God feel good that we actually thank him. Because If I was God, I'm not sure how that I'd be as nice as some as God really is, you know, because I'm like, man, there's so many people asking for things, but they're never thanking me for anything I've done, or never thanking Jesus for dying on the cross. I mean, you know, I mean, he was here, and one of the last things he said before he went to the cross was, "If there's any other way, Lord, let me go the other way." He didn't want to do it. Now, I know that there's a lot of things that we do that we don't want to do, but this was a pretty big thing. Dying on the cross. I mean, you know, sacrificing your own self. And so, you know, when we ask him, we should always be thankful while we're asking. Actually, like I said, I always open up on Thanksgiving. I always tell God, you know, thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you that I'm healthy. Thank you that you've provided for me and for my family. Thank you that I'm able to live here in the United States of America. I mean, I open up with a long laundry list, but then, you know, but God, I need this. And it's okay to ask him, but it's also okay to thank him. But it's, you know, sometimes it's okay just to thank him without asking for anything. Yeah. You know, because if you always open up, you know, and always have to ask him for something, that means, I mean, you know, and I know that God is our source, but I mean, there are times where you just want to, where you want your kids just to say thank you just because you brought them into this world. Yeah. And because you've been a decent parent, you know, I mean, you know, as good as you could. I mean, we're not always perfect, you know. Lord, I know I wasn't a perfect parent, you know, but... You know, but we do the best we can, and, you know, we thank God for helping us. I'm going to leave off with one more verse in Ephesians. And like I said, you know, basically, I'm going through almost all these books that Paul wrote to his churches. And it's interesting, almost everyone, he put something about giving thanks. And I think it's, you know, because he did that, I think it's very important. And I think that sometimes we just kind of overlook the giving thanks thing, and that's a Thanksgiving. But we do sing songs all the time. I mean, you realize those songs that we sing today were not just written for Thanksgiving. It wasn't like, you know, that some songwriters got together and said, let's get a bunch of Thanksgiving songs, you know, to sing at Thanksgiving. You know, I mean, I don't know how many times that during our praise and worship time that our songs are about giving thanks. But how many of us really do give thanks except for when we're singing the song? Yeah. You know, it's a lot of times we don't. It's not that we're not thankful. It's just that we don't always express it. And like I said, you know, I know that, you know, like I said, all my kids are thankful, but some of them express it more than others. And then we're all made up differently, and we express thanks in different ways. But anyway, the last scripture we're looking at, Ephesians 5:20, says, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So giving thanks always for all things. Once again, whether it's good, whether it's bad, giving thanks always for all things. You know, I'm just happy I'm here today. You know, and I get it. You know, sometimes, you know, it's, you know, like you don't want to wake up in the morning. You don't want to drive. Now, especially, I mean, you know, Sunday afternoon is my nap time. And you realize that I wake up from my nap, I go get in my car and drive here, half asleep, you know, and, you know, sometimes, you know, because, I mean, I have this time management thing, and I know about exactly how long I can sleep before I have to get ready. And I don't know how many times that my wife tells me, I'm sorry, you have to do this. I mean, it's not like I'm, you know, but, you know, it's a pleasure to be able to be a blessing. I thank God that I'm able to be a blessing. And, you know, and I will tell you, there has been some times that maybe I've done a little bit of griping on my way, you know, driving in, not just driving here, even driving to church, you know, when I only got to drive 20 minutes from my house to Broken Arrow. But you know, every time I leave, I'm always happy and joyful, you know, because I don't know, I get excited. I get excited to share the word. I mean, the more I even talk about stuff like Thanksgiving here, the more I think about it. I mean, you know, now, over the, I don't know, ministers a little bit different. So over the last probably month, I started thinking about Thanksgiving. And so I started thinking about the things that I've been most thankful for this year. You know, an interesting part about it is some of the things I'm most thankful for wasn't something that happened to me, it was something that happened to somebody else, but I'm thankful because it changed their life, and I'm so excited, you know, that their life has changed. Even more excited than maybe God has blessed me in this or that, because you know what? That life change was big for them. You know, and sometimes too, don't always get selfish in your thanksgiving. I mean, you know, I thank God so many times for what God's done in other people. You know, I always thank God too. I mean, it's so awesome, especially you know, obviously being a pastor, but you know, too, being a teacher in the school. You know, and it's always good to see your students or your church members. I mean, how God's blessed them through your teaching. That they were able to be blessed, and you know, and I'm thankful for that. I mean, you know, just thankful for what God's done for them, and thankful to have a small part, you know, in helping them, you know, be where they're at. Because, like I said, I believe that God has a plan and purpose for each and every one of us, and I pray that every time that I minister, and I want everyone to fulfill that plan and that purpose. You know, they say the place with the most potential is the cemetery, because a lot of people died with potential that they never reached. But I always pray and I always thank God that everyone will reach their potential that God has for them, you know, because, you know, and that's the whole thing is God has a plan and a purpose and potential. And the whole point is that the devil is here to try to stop that, trying to stop his plan, trying to stop you from reaching your potential, you know. But like I said, in life, I think the more thankful we are, the better our life will be. And I think it's easy to be full of joy whenever you're thankful. Yeah. You know, yeah, things aren't always hunky dory in my life. I'm going to tell you that, you know, but I show up every day with a smile on my face and I'm happy, you know, and like I always say, if you're not happy, then clap your hands, because I learned in children's church that if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands and then you stomp your feet and then you turn around, jump up and down, or whatever, you know. I mean, you know, sometimes I've actually, me being as stupid as I am, I've actually been in my car one day when I wasn't really happy, and I thought about that, and I just started clapping my hands, because, you know, I know it, and it made me laugh, by the way, you know. And so at that point in time, I got kind of happy, because I was, you know, got tickled to my own self that I was able to actually think about that. You know, but you know, thank God that sometimes we learn things, you know, and sometimes things are triggers, you know, but we should be happy because Jesus came to this world. Hallelujah. To die on a cross, so that because he lives, that we can face tomorrow, you know, and it's so exciting. And so this Thanksgiving, you know, don't make it the only day that you have Thanksgiving. All right, now, it's okay, you know, that pie season only lasts a month, okay? But Thanksgiving should be every day. Amen. All right? You know, and it's okay to celebrate Thanksgiving. It's just, you know, but it's also okay to celebrate Thanksgiving every day of your life. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for everything that you've done. We thank you, Father, that we do have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you that no matter what we've been going through, that we'll get through that situation, that circumstance, that you're blessing us at all times. And we thank you, Father. But Father God, we do thank you if anyone is here that does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they won't leave this place without the saving knowledge of him. If you're here tonight and you say, Craig, I don't know Jesus, but I want to tonight, lift your hand. We want to pray with you. Or maybe you're here and you say, man, I need to rededicate my life to God. If that's you, lift your hand. We want to pray with you. Or maybe you're here and you say, Craig, I'm saved. I'm born again. But, you know, I've heard you talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit. And I've never been filled with the Holy Spirit. And I want to tonight. If that's you, if you've never been saved or you want to rededicate your life to God or you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, lift your hand. We want to pray with you. Across this auditorium. Father God, we thank you. We don't see any hands, but we thank you. If anyone is here that does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we thank you for sending laborers across their path on a daily basis. We thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. So I'll stand up. Before we go, does anybody need prayer for healing? I don't like to ever come on down here. Anyone needs prayer for healing, just come on down here. You know, we don't ever like to not give an opportunity for people to get healed. Amen. Because, you know, it's so awesome to be healed. And so, you know, and I know sometimes people say, well, I just have a small sickness. I just have a cold. You know, I don't care whether you have a cold or cancer. God wants to heal you. And a lot of times I know people won't come down because it's just a cold. It's just a sore throat. Well, if you have a justice, just come down. All right. There's no reason to be sick, especially during this holiday season. Who wants to be sick during the holidays? You know, it's bad enough to be sick any time of the year, but during the holidays, man, you don't want to be sick. You want to be healed. And one thing we can be thankful for is Jesus came. He died upon the cross, but he took stripes on his back, and by his stripes, we were healed. Amen. Amen. So reach your hands out toward these folks. Father God, we just thank you right now for the healing anointing going into her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And in the name of, that's it right there. That's it right there. That's it right there. Be healed now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the healing power of God. Well, there it is. There it is. That's it. That's it. That's it. Be healed now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, there it is right there. There it is right there. In the name, the name, the name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We also have some prayer cloths here. Just stretch your hands out toward these cloths. Father God, we thank you that the healing anointing of God will flow on these cloths. And we thank you, Father, as these cloths are laid upon the sick, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. We thank you, Father, that they are well, they are healthy. We thank you for testimonies that we shall hear and that we shall see. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. God is a good God. Amen. Amen. Well, like I said, pie season's opening up. You know, I want everyone to enjoy their Thanksgiving, you know, and their holiday season. You have an announcement? All right. Greg's going to make an announcement. I'm going to head back to the door, shake your hands as you leave.
Well, okay.